I'm looking for any existing systems that currently reside outside of Salesforce. We call this off-platform. As we reviewed in the first module, the address validation service is an existing system within Universal HealthBit. The Vitals tracking service is another Universal HealthBit system. Universal HealthBit's website is hosted on-premise. By now, Amaya is starting to recognize a pattern. Most of these systems are referred to as on-premise in the system requirements. The LDAP-based store resides within the Universal HealthBit environment. This piece of information will eventually inform Isaac's SSO solution. Here are all the external systems we will be working with. Now that Isaac has identified the external systems, he is going to enlist the aid of Amaya to help him identify the different actors presented in this scenario and whether or not they are internal or external users of Salesforce. Identify the groups of users that appear in Universal HealthBit system requirements. Once you have made your selections, click Submit. Amaya has identified the following users for this scenario: patients, distributors, partner channel representatives, billing representatives, customer service agents, and executives. Now help Amaya define their groups. Internal groups of users need to access customer data, billing information, payment information, customer information, and invoice and shipping information. External groups of users don't need to access the system in the same way internal users do. However, they can access some functionalities of the system. In this case, the customers can view their purchases and see their readings history. Distributors can see their contracts and check for updates. Distinguish whether an actor is internal or external. Drag and drop the actor icons into the correct pen. The type of user, either external or internal, plays a key role in determining what license they should be given. Can you help Amaya identify the functional requirements for mobile access mentioned in the scenario? They will help Isaac design a mobile architecture solution that fits Universal HealthBit's needs. Identify the mobile requirement that can help Isaac solution his mobile architecture. Identify the mobile requirement that can help Isaac solution his mobile architecture. Identify the mobile requirement that can help Isaac solution his mobile architecture. Identify the mobile requirement that can help Isaac solution his mobile architecture. Identify the relevant reporting requirements. UHB currently has 1.5 million customers. UHB expects to grow to 15 million customers over the next 5 years. In 5 years, Universal HealthBit will eventually be handling data for 15 million accounts and contacts and 15 million opportunities. Amaya doesn't feel this would introduce large data volumes. There is another statement in the project overview that will notably impact the pilot's functionality with regards to large data volumes. If each customer buys 2 devices, that means the number of opportunities to track has doubled. Here is the end result. Each of the 15 million customers buys 2 HealthBit devices. That makes 30 million devices. Each device has 10 possible configurations. 30 million devices times 10 equals 300 million individual pieces of data that need to be tracked. This presents a clear-cut case of large data volumes. The LDV issue can be mitigated by archiving the data off-platform after X months and years. UHB currently has 15,000 support requests and continues to experience a linear growth rate. 15,000 cases divided by the total number of existing customers equals 1% of the total data volume. From a data migration perspective, 1.5 million customers is a large number of records. 1.5 million customers means 1.5 million accounts, probably at least 1.5 million contacts. If you want to migrate historical orders, that means we have 1.5 million opportunities. So that's 4.5 million records that need to be migrated.